Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to a fun-filled week here on Rated G Radio. Before we get to our special guest tonight, Dr. Annie Ulrich, here is the rundown for the week, so you can kind of tune in and see what you want to do for your viewing or listening habits, as the case may be, for the show. Tomorrow night on the Tuesday show, we've got Rafe Hayes. He's a best-selling New York Times author, and he's going to be sharing a new song that he has that's coming out that coincides with his new murder mystery novel having to do with country line dancing in New York, believe it or not. But Rafe Hayes will be back tomorrow night to share more of his story called The Next and his song and his new book. Wednesday, we have Zoe Nicholas. She'll be taking your calls. Thursday, we have Rob Watson, LGBT activist, talking about his open letter campaign. And then Friday, of course, we've got the Friday Night Dance Party. So make sure that you are tuning in this week, and we will get you all kinds of fun guests for the show. But without further ado, let's get our special guest star live here on the show. Dr. Annie, how are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm just great. How about you, Garrett?
I'm excited that it's July. I can't believe it's July already. It just seems like yesterday that we were talking and about June's energy update. And here we are back, here we are fast forwarding a month to July, and we're already in the middle of summer. How was your 4th of July?
Great. It was great. We always have a great time. It's all about family, gathering friends, really having a great time. So, yeah, it was really, really nice. We just had a really wonderful time. And, of course, fireworks were gorgeous because we live up in the hills, and so we get a chance to actually see what's going on down in the valley below. And it's really very nice. Very nice show, you know. So we love 4th of July. It's always, always so good. Fun time.
Do you have a lot of noisy fireworks in your neighborhood? I know where I live down here in Huntington Beach, it was absolutely crazy. I actually gave the dogs Benadryl in the morning with their breakfast and at dinner for their dinner. And it helped them a lot. And I put them to bed about 8 o'clock and shoved them under the covers and didn't see them until morning. But it was crazy. How about where you're at?
No, it's not. It's really interesting. It's very orchestrated, let's say. We don't have a lot of fireworks in the neighborhood, you know, independently. Maybe for about an hour or so you'll hear independent fireworks going off, but nothing like it sounds like down at the beach, no.
That was a little on the crazy side, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's just always so nice and so beautiful, and it was a beautiful day, too. You know, it wasn't too hot. It was just perfect. It was a really perfect day.
Well, I'm glad you had a great 4th of July, but I'm more excited that you are here tonight to share the July energy update, as you do every month, and also take listener calls. So, I mean,
right.
Is there anything else we want to chit-chat a little bit about first before we get to the energy update, or should we just dive right in?
Just dive right in. Why not? You know,
well,
it's
cool.
Summer. Summer, you know, last month we talked about the summer solstice and the beginning of summer. Well, July, here we are, we're in it. And July always brings in a lot of really good energy, high-level energy. And that starts, of course, with the 4th of July, because everyone's in really good spirits, usually around that time. But this year, we had something really exciting happening in the skies that really influenced everything that we experienced, I think. And that was a full moon. We had a full moon July 1st. And we also had Jupiter and Venus conjunct in the sky. And if you looked at the night sky, if you were even conscious of what was up there, and hopefully your listeners were, you are seeing the two brightest stars in the sky now putting on such a show, and they've been doing it for over a week already. So it's beautiful, the brightest stars it and very, very good high energy is connected with those. That brought in, it brought in high romance, high energy, also high drama. So there are good feelings all around us, and the message for July is to enjoy life. Get out and play. It's vacation time, so hopefully, even if you aren't on vacation or get a chance to take a vacation, you know, like a week or two, take short trips down to the beach or up to the mountains to get out of your environment, to experience something new and different. It's really, really important for us all to do that. We can always take a mini vacation, whether it's 4 hours or 8 hours or just an hour. You can, you know, take that time for yourself because it's really, really great, great energy. Lots of energy and activity around love and relationships, too, so, in this month. So it's really, really good. Clean out, get rid of what's not working for you any longer. This is a very good time to have, like, garage sales or cleaning out closets, getting away things, cleaning out, you know, your storage units or file cabinets. Change things around and think summer and lightness. It's just time to lighten up and enjoy yourself. And the new moon is July 15th, and the new moon brings in relationship issues. So that brings in home and family and how you relate to the people in your life. You know, family of choice, family of origin, sometimes they're really quite different. And that is going to come up for you right in the middle of July. And so there's definitely energy there for healing relationships and also for making new ones, creating new connections with people. It's really a nice full new moon. You know, we go into Leo on the 21st of July. And Leo brings in a lot of fun. So if it's not fun, don't do it. That's my saying. It's a great time to have a party, plan a party, go to a party, and just really enjoy the time and the summer. We have got 2 full moons in July. So that is really intense energy. You know, we had our first full moon on July 1st. Well, the second one is July 31st, and it's called a blue moon. So, of course, once in a blue moon, here we are, we're going to have one on the 31st. It's a very positive, intense energy. So take advantage of that by staying positive and being creative. Your creative levels are really going to soar in July and August, but we'll look at August. In August, it's really a good time for everyone to just have a really good summer. It's also a spiritual time, believe it or not, even with all this party energy. The seventh month is one of deep spirituality. So if you have the opportunity to go away on a retreat, that would be lovely. It would be really a great thing to do. It's like really connecting with what moves your soul, what really moves you, getting in touch with that within yourself. And taking time for yourself. So take long walks along the beach. That is a perfect way to do it. You know, or go up into the mountains and sit under a pine tree. There's so many ways that you can commune with nature and with yourself. And so go within and listen. Listen to what you're being guided to do. Listen to what you're being guided to express, and start to come from that place and express in a new way. So even though we are in this really happy-go-lucky time, it's also very, very deeply spiritual. So just remember that and follow your hunches and follow your intuition. So that gives you an overview.
That's a good overview.
Yeah. It's a good month, really a nice month.
I like
July.
Very
good.
Yeah. Well, should we, are we ready to take some calls? We got a bunch of people that are already pre-screened in the Blog Talk call screening room, and I've got a bunch of people that are also in the Blog Talk chat room. If you want to ask a question there, send it over in a private message just so I can keep track of it in case the chat room blows up. I can still make sure to find it. Dr. Ennie, are you ready for some callers?
I am.
Okay.
Let's go.
Our first caller is going to be Jay, and Jay was born March 24th. Jay, you're live with Dr. Ennie. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Ennie, how's it going?
Hi, it's great. How are you doing, Jay?
It's pretty interesting energy right now, as you were saying.
Mm-hmm. It is. So do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do, actually. Actually, it has to do with relationships right now.
Mm-hmm.
One with a friend who's really, really busy with a Scorpio, and my dad actually was a Cancer, so I wonder what's going on with that. With me, I just, my dad doesn't want to talk to me, and my friend's just too busy to talk.
Well, I think the one of the key things for you to remember this year for yourself is to try and maintain balance as much as possible in all of your relationships. So there's like a give and a take, you know, getting into the flow of relating. And if you're stuck in a relationship or stuck with a relationship, for instance, having trouble talking to your father or a friend or whoever, just take the energy and your focus off that person and go in a different direction. In other words, just, you know, make new friends, go out, do things that you wouldn't normally do. And that way, when you take the focus off of that relationship that seems to be stuck or stalled, then it has room to shift. Unfortunately, what we do with our intensity, and you are, Jay, very intense, you do have a tendency to keep things stuck in place by your intensity. So that's why I'm suggesting that you just move a little bit into a different direction and start to move out in new ways. And find new ways, new people to talk to, because new ideas will come in that way too. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I just wonder why intensity. What do you mean by that? Just like stuck, they're frozen about what I have to offer.
Yeah, it's like there's. It seems to be as if there is a block. So it may be something where you are. You know, you had a certain issue that keeps coming up and you keep on trying to fix it the same way and it's not working. So that means that you need to step over to the side and just let that go and start moving in a new direction. And then they will come to you rather than you having to go in, to them, which is really interesting how it works, but it does work that way.
Okay.
So hopefully that gives you some ideas.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for the ideas there and the wisdom. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay, for the call. Good luck to you. Keep us posted on how you are doing. Our next call is coming from Christine, and Christine was born January 6th. Christine, you're live with Dr. Ennie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi there. How are you, Christine?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you today?
My question is basically about career. If you could pick up anything or share any advice in that department, because I'm currently unemployed and I'm just looking for work.
Well, I think that your career and your relationships kind of tie together. It's interesting. It's a good year for you, actually, for people and for new connections, for socializing, for bringing new influences into your life. So, you know, it's you're looking at the way that you relate to your world, not just, you know, romantic relationships, but every relationship. So you're looking at everything around you and thinking, you know, it's not that I don't like what I have or do or who's in my life, but there's got to be a better way to do this. So you are definitely in search of a better way. And I would say within the next 3 months, and I'm getting two and a half to 3 months, that you're going to be in a totally different place than you are right now. And that is energetically, and that there is some kind of opportunity that's being presented to you. And so there may be an offer of a job coming in, and this may come to you through someone from your past. Wouldn't be surprising. So there's like a connection.
A job opportunity?
Yeah. Someone that you have known in your past. So you might have even worked with someone. You know, that might be the way that it's going to come in. But it's definitely your past through the present creating a brand new future. So it's really, really good. So reach out and connect with people that you haven't seen for a long time and see what happens.
Okay.
Does that answer your question? Yes?
Yes.
Good.
Excellent. Thanks, Christine, for the call.
And let us
thank
know.
You.
Yeah, let us know.
All
call
right,
back
thank
next
you.
Month and let us know. Thanks again. And our next call is coming from Tom, and Tom was born January 27th. Tom, you're live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. Hi, Annie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty well. I have a problem with my finances right now. I had a job in April, and it didn't last but 3 days. I had a job a couple of weeks ago and ended up in the hospital. It's just like one block after another. I'd like to know when something is really going to come through for me.
Well, just looking at what you are experiencing just energetically this year, you are in what I call a completion year, which means that there is a whole cycle of time and energy that is wrapping up. So you're getting ready to go into a whole new energy field, and that's going to start to activate for you in September of this year. So from September of 2015 until September of 2016, you are going to be in a brand new time, a whole new feeling, a whole new energy field, and a whole new life, actually. So with that said, I would say that the fall months, like September, October, November, those are going to be very, very positive and abundant months for you. So are you thinking of going in a whole new direction in terms of your career and work?
I'm always thinking about going into business for myself, but my finances are kind of cutting me short of actually doing it.
Well, what I suggest you do is to keep that dream going and to put out the word that you would like to be independent. And so you've got an independent streak that comes in the next couple of months, and so take advantage of that. So you need to speak out, let people know what you think, how you feel, what's going on with you and what direction you want to go in. Somebody who is around you and listening will help you do it. Okay?
They'll help me, huh? Like a sponsor or somebody, or a partner even, huh?
Yes, definitely. So you're definitely going in a different direction, and it's all going to be really good for you. You've already been through 2 years. 2 years, this last 2 years for you have been very difficult. And now you're going into a much better time.
It seems like Saturn's just been sitting on me, you know, holding me back from doing anything.
Well, the thing is that Saturn's a teacher, tells you, and it teaches you what you need to know. So if you've been listening to it, then you're about ready to make a forward progressive move. So that's terrific.
So I'll hold on till the fall and keep my promises going, my dreams going.
Yes, yes, definitely.
There we go.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom, for the call. Good luck to you. Keep us posted. And our next caller is Karen, and Karen was born March 31st. Karen, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm also have a career question. I'm looking for work right now and want to see if you see anything coming up for me.
Yeah. How about have you just recently made a move?
I'm thinking about my auntie has, but and I was helping her move, but that's also probably in the fall because my lease will be up.
That's good. That would be good because the move. I feel like there's movement, okay? Movement in your life. Now, what I'm feeling is that there is movement in all areas of your life, which means that everything that has been on hold for a while, if you feel like, you know, someone came along and put the hold button on, it's being taken off. So there is movement in your career, in your livelihood, in the way that you think, in the way that you express in the world, and actually moving into a new location is very much part of that energy. So if you do have the opportunity to move, take advantage of it because it would be very positive for you. You are a hard worker. You know all about work. You know what it takes, and you know how to do it. And you've been working really hard. So now what you're doing is you're going into a time where you're going to have the support and of people around you who are going to help you to create the kind of life that you've always wanted to live. And that is very exciting. So it's, you know, take advantage of all social invitations that come your way because I do feel as if you've got a lot of connections that are coming to you, which bring in opportunities. So, you know, even though you may not feel like socializing, get out there and do it.
Okay?
Good.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
And let me know how it goes, Karen.
I will. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen, for your call. And our next call is Kimberly. And Kimberly was born November 5th. Kimberly, you're live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, Dr. Annie. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you, Kimberly?
I'm great. My question is about career, too. I'm pondering going back to school to get a doctorate.
Great. That is fabulous. Do it. Absolutely do it. Yeah, because you can't lose by doing it. It's just really, really strong. You see, Kimberly, you have that desire within you to be the best that you can be. There is this master quality to who you are, and mastering really brings in that insatiable quest for knowledge, and you've got it. You know, most people with this vibration have at least a master's, and then they usually go on to get a doctorate. So you've got it. and it is time to do it, absolutely. What you need to do right now, and you probably have already been doing it, is researching the best place to go and the best place to be for you to advance in the way that you want. And within, I would say, a very short period of time, shorter than you think, you are going to be very happy and very successful. So you can't miss.
Okay.
Go with
All
it.
Right.
Okay.
Right on, Kimberly. That's great news for you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Have a great night. And let's see. We've got a couple more people I need to screen, so we'll get to you while Dr. Annie's taking the next question from Dee. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody that Dr. Annie has a great life energy cycle chart that she loves to mail out to listeners of Rated G Radio. And if you would like to get that complimentary copy or to book a private reading, just simply email her at tealeaves@yahoo.com, TEALVS@yahoo.com. On the show screen page, you'll actually see the special Rated G Radio offer for her sessions. I'll always encourage you to take her up on that. I've personally experienced 3 readings with her over the last couple of years, and they've been dead on, very accurate, and lots of fun. There's also a link for Dr. Annie's website. Yay! There's a link for Dr. Annie's website also on the show page, and you can also click that for more information as well. So let's get to our next caller, and that is Dee. Dee was born on August 30th. Dee, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Annie. I have a claim for disability. Hi. I have a claim for disability, and I have a phone interview on July 23rd at 9 o'clock in the morning. How do you see that working out for me?
I think it'll work out well. You've got a really good good day for it. It's an excellent time to deal with people in positions of authority. So it's an excellent time for you to deal with, you know, anyone who has a say in whether or not you get what you want. And so I really feel that you will get what you want and that it will be very good. So you don't have to worry about that.
Oh,
good.
I was kind of concerned.
Yeah. It's just, that you need to express, not explain, but express how you feel and how what you want to achieve. And I think that it'll be very, very good for you. So just know that. Knowing that, you know, that really helps a lot. And also, you know,
yes.
Just keep in mind, there's a saying that is really very, very good to remember, especially if you have to deal with people in authority. And that is that you operate under divine law, not man-made law.
Yes.
And if you just say that to yourself over and over again, you're going to get exactly what you want. So that's important. No.
I always ask the angels to intercede for me between the people, you know.
There you go.
To get in there
that's
and help
perfect.
Me. Yes.
Yeah, that is just exactly the way to go. It's perfect. Yeah. So you're going to be fine, Dee.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For your call, Dee. Keep us posted. Have a great
Thank
night.
Thank you both.
Yeah.
I will. Bye.
Thank you. And let's see. Yvette is our next caller, and Yvette was born May 26th. Yvette, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Annie.
How are you?
Great. My question tonight is also work. I am unemployed, and my unemployment's going to run out in probably about a month and a half. I actually applied for one scholarship for a yoga workshop, and I'm interested in something else as well as another modality. So I wanted to know what energies are on any of those or something else.
Wow, you've got some really great energy this year. You're really very, very creative. You're in a very strong creativity mode. So anything that comes from your ideas, anything that you really want to express is perfect this year. Also, you know, the written or the spoken word is really good for you too. So just expressing in that way will be really positive. You've got lots of people around you who are very supportive. It's a good, happy year, actually. So, again, you're a hard worker. You know how to work. You know how to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And you're definitely going to go into something that is, I think, creative and healing and helpful. That is where your energy wants to go right now. So
mm-hmm.
that's really important to, you know, to follow that. And it will always take you in the right direction. It's really, really good. Are you a healer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So the healing energy is really, really strong. And anything that you do with healing and health and spirituality is
mm-hmm.
very, very strong for you. So I think that you're going to be really, really happy. Are you thinking of doing something independently, like being a consultant or an independent contractor?
That would be nice. I haven't gone that far yet. I'm kind of wanting to get my feet wet. Okay. I just kind of wanted to get my feet wet in a few programs to see,
good.
Even though I have the natural gifts, there's a one thing mm-hmm. I think would give me a nice kind of, I don't know, credential or whatever. That would be nice.
Right, exactly. So do whatever you need to do towards.
Okay.
And this year and next year, both are going to be formative for you in terms of designing and creating a brand new foundation for yourself. And it will be really, really good for you because I think you're really going to do well as an independent person in business for yourself, actually.
Okay. Look forward to that.
Yes. Do whatever it is you really love to do, and then you're going to be fine.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Annette. Have a great night.
Thank you.
And we're getting tons of calls from Southern California, but we've got some Texas and Georgia calls coming up as well as Minnesota. Our next caller is David. David was born August 2nd, and David, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. I just have to say you have such a kind and generous soul. I see you, and I really appreciate you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
So I'm open.
Way about you.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm open to whatever you have to say. You were talking about Venus and Jupiter, and they're so bright in the sky right now, but Saturn's up in the southern sky tonight, so you can see all three of them at the same
Ooh.
Time. It's very interesting.
Yeah. It is. It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous, yes. So you can say whatever you want. I'm open to anything you have to say. The webpage actually talked about or mentioned dream interpretation. So
yes.
just as a step-off point, every single night of my life, I have dreams that I am homeless. And it happens every night. And it's either I'm homeless in New York or homeless in Los Angeles or homeless in Miami or homeless in Paris. And it happens over every night, like 20 times a night. And I actually don't, I kind of think it's camouflage because I'm probably doing something else, but I'm kind of bored with it too, so.
Well, homeless. When you're homeless, you know, that's not such a bad thing. And it's really very much part of not so much the home that you're in. You know, we all get caught up in a house or an apartment or this this physical place that I'm in, whereas right. symbolically being homeless may be a place where you are just not comfortable. And you may be searching for a place to be at home, you know, just symbolically. So that's really interesting. The another interesting thing about you, David, is that you are a very strong humanitarian. You have got such strong humanitarian energy that you are going towards a time of your life where I wouldn't be surprised that you are in service to others and really helping to lift others in your life, people that you come in contact with. And you might even be helping the homeless. Does that make any sense at all?
Well, I have no ambitions left for myself. I mean, I would do anything to help someone.
Yes.
You know, the homeless thing is very interesting because I live in money is not an issue for me at this point. And, you know, it's always very interesting because there are homeless people that I see regularly, the same people. And, you know,
uh-huh.
you know, it's interesting because you, like, you know, you give them $5 and they can buy a sandwich or beer. You give them, you know, $5,000 and they can get an apartment. But is it, you know, and it's, I don't know, it's strange. I'm always torn because
right.
so what I do when I see someone who's in pain, I just go into my truth and send them as much benevolence as the universe contains.
That's it right there, because that's home. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about a place or a structure or a whatever. It's about where is your home within yourself. And that is the most important part of it. You're going into such a strong place of service that it's really beautiful. So I commend you for that. And I know that you are going to be very, very helpful. And there's a lot of healing energy around you, so it's wonderful. It's a privilege to know you.
Well, thank you. So I'm on track. I'm okay.
Oh yeah, you are definitely. You're wrapping things up this year, taking care of any kind of, you know, business that hasn't been dealt with is going to be dealt with this year. So by the end of this year, you're going to be in a whole new energy field, a whole new period of your life. It's going to be amazing, and you're really going to experience some incredible things. And you may be traveling quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah, I feel that very, very strongly. So you may be homeless for a while. that doesn't mean that you're going to be down and out. It'll just be you are traveling and really, really experiencing the world and its people. So it's really exciting.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you giving this time. I'm going to email you because I want to stay in touch with you.
Great. I'd love it. Thank you, David.
Awesome.
All right, all
David, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much. All right.
Have a great night. Now, we need him to call back to find out where all of his adventures are going to take him, so that'll be fun.
I know. That's intense.
Well,
that's really
yeah, that's
good.
Cool. So, again, everybody, if you want to stay in touch with Dr. Annie and get her free life energy cycle chart that she will email directly to you or to book a private reading, all you have to do is email her at tleaves@yahoo.com. The information is right there on the show page. If you're listening across the pond on Westar Radio Network today on your drive home, the email is tealvs@yahoo.com. and she will provide you all kinds of cool information. Our next caller is Nathaniel, and Nathaniel was born May 1st. Nathaniel, you are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. What do you see coming up for me in the next couple months?
Well, there's a lot of changes coming up for you. You're going into a very change. If there's one word in this year for you, it's all about change. So anything that you can do to assist that energy is really, really good. It's like doing things in a completely different way, looking at life in a totally different way. Whatever you do on a normal basis, switch it up and do something completely the opposite. For instance, if you always go to the opera, go to a rock concert, you know, that kind of thing. There is the energy of change is all around you. So what it's wanting from you is for you to expand your, you know, your vision, and to try things that are new and different. It's really a good year. It's adventuresome. So, and travel is also around you. There's a lot of travel energy around you. Do you have plans for travel this summer?
I need a car right now. I don't know if I should fix the car. The transmission went out, and I'm going to spend it in the shop, so I was going to ask about a car. Do you see me get a new one, or...
The way that you travel, it really doesn't matter if it's with a car. It may be provided for you. So, you know, that is something that's coming in. And if you haven't made any plans to do that, then the opportunity for you to be able to travel is definitely coming in. And I would say in the next 3 months that you are definitely going to be in a better financial position than you are now. So that will help a lot. Yep.
Do you see a move for me, or?
It's very possible, very, very possible, because you're in this really strong change vibration. And along with changes in home, changes in career or job, and traveling to different places. So there's definitely that movement energy all around you. So in, you know, really what all you have to do is say yes, you're open to it. And then things will start to happen. Again, do what I've been encouraging others to do, which is to take advantage of all social invitations that come your way, because you will meet new people and make new contacts, and that is going to help bring in the opportunities that you are seeking, right?
Right, yeah, thank you.
Good. So do that. Just take advantage of anything that comes your way, because you're going to be moving. And the moving energy is definitely around you. And within the next 3 months, you're going to be living life differently, and it's good.
Hey, well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Nathaniel. Good luck to you. And make sure to keep us posted. Call back next month. We got
Yay.
Two more callers to wrap up the night. So just so we know where we're at from a call standpoint, we've got Julia and then Antoinetta. So, Julia, you are up next. And, Julia, you were born September 8th. You're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie. Thank you.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. And how are you, Julia?
I'm doing okay.
How can I help you?
It's interesting, you know, you were talking about relationships in the beginning of the show and rearranging things and healing and creating new relationships, and that's where my question is tonight. I feel like There are some relationships that are not very supportive in my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And other ones that I would like to, you know, build my tribe around
right.
me. And I was wondering if you saw that as well.
I definitely do. This year for you actually is all about relationships for you. Your personal year this year is all about relating and relationships and how you relate to your world, both personally and professionally. So when you are under this vibration, what happens is that every relationship that you've ever had usually shows up. And so you're looking at everything and you're thinking to yourself, okay, now what am I going to keep and what do I really need to let go of here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it. You're already doing it. So moving in that direction is really, really positive for you. If a relationship has outlived its relevance in your life, you need to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can bring in new relationships. The good news, really good news for you this year, is that romance is connected to this. So you have very, very strong romantic relationship energy. So that just pulls them in. It attracts these new relationships into your life, and then you're in a really nice position because you can pick and choose, which is a very
yes.
nice position to be in. You know, so take your time and take a look and then decide what it is that's going to work for you. Does that
okay.
make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. I guess I'm on track with the relationship issues and just exploring those. And I don't really have like a lot of very close relationships as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess getting rid of some personal in that regard. Professional, I think I'm okay with. There's a couple things I'm already ready to shed, so I can start focusing on my career and my passion. But
right.
Yeah, personal. I mean, like I said, I don't really have a whole lot. So though I have the moments where I feel like I'm not being supported and not really being heard, and even in my close relationships. So part
mm-hmm.
of that is exploring if that's something that, you know, truly in their energy or if it's something that I need to work on, you know, within my own shadow self.
Just the fact that you're asking the question tells me that you've got it together. You've got it way ahead of them. If it's not working, and I know that this is going to sound really terrible. Well, it does. I don't care if it does. If this is my advice to young people in relationships, if you don't like what you see in 3 months' time, get rid of it because it's not going to get any better. It'll just keep on repeating itself. So if you've got issues in a relationship and you are in that relationship 6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever, the relationship is telling you the issues are not going away, so something has got to give here. And
mm-hmm.
not you, obviously. So, yeah, it's time for the new, you know? So you can keep yourself open and receptive to the new and then see what happens.
Okay. I have actually the 3 months, very powerful. I actually did that with my last romantic relationship. I was
Good.
Very proud of it. But usually I would just keep going, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
not. I was like, nope, it's not honoring. I'm out. This
there
is not
you go.
For me. So
that's
thank
it.
You for that.
Right.
Thanks for that reminder.
You're welcome. Yay.
Thanks, Julia, for your call.
Thank
yeah,
you very
check
much.
In with us again.
Have a great night. I think I'm going to have to start using that 3-month rule, Dr. Annie. I'm going to write that down on a post-it and start making a list. Goodness
it
gracious.
It really is true. It's so amazing how it. I mean, I've had many years experience watching this stuff. if it is not working in 3 months' time, then it is time to move on because it's not going to work. It won't change.
I love
change.
It. Yeah. Well, one thing that won't change is the fact that you continue to get tons of callers here on the show, and we've got one last caller that we're going to take for tonight, and we've got plenty of time. So, Antoinetta, you were born August 29th, and you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good. Good, good, good.
Basically, I would really like to know what you see coming up in the next month or two for July and August, especially regarding my love life. I would like to know if you see this certain person coming to live with me. His name is Dan. I'm not sure what's going to happen here.
When is Dan's birthday, do you know?
7/8/76.
7/8, okay. He's making a move?
Yes.
Okay, then he's making the right move. And it's good because he is in that vibration. He's ready to make things new. And with you are also going into a very strong vibration of wanting things to be brand new. So the two of you together are in this new energy field, which is great. So if you feel as if there is a chance for you to have a new relationship with this person, then it's a positive move. And it more than likely will work. You are going into a very strong time in September of wanting things to be completely different than they have been. And so he is in that same vibration, which does not happen very often. That's
correct.
Why we have these, you know, relationship issues. But now you're both in sync for the first time, probably in a long time. So, you have got a chance of actually creating a new relationship. So, good luck. I think it'll be good.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, you definitely see him bringing it up that he would like to move in.
I do.
Wow.
You've got a brand new relationship there.
That's awesome. I'm very happy.
Well, good. Good, good, good. Let us know how it goes.
I will. I'll keep in touch. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks, Antoinette. Have a great night. Thanks for the call. And to everybody who called in tonight, I want to give a big shout out and thanks to you for tuning in to Dr. Annie because she's such a popular guest every month. I also want to thank a brand new sponsor to the show, Rainbow Brew. Rainbow Brew makes some of the finest coffee around. They're known as the Queen Bean. And if you'd like to have some Rainbow Brew, simply go to rainbowbrew.com and in the little comment section, mention that you heard them here on Rated G Radio. So, Dr. Annie, any closing thoughts or comments that you'd like to share with the listeners tonight?
Just that they need to really enjoy their summer, enjoy the rest of the month, and lighten up. Everybody, just get into the summer mode and enjoy yourself. Get out in nature. Go to the beach. Have fun. Go party.
I love that advice.
Yay.
You're so wise, so beautiful, and so wise. A delicate combination if there ever was one. So, Dr. Annie, we're going to see you next month in August. I can't wait for you to be back.
Yay.
So thank you again for being here. For everybody else,
fun.
stay tuned, because I'm going to let Dr. Annie go, because she's got all kinds of other things going on in the night. So thank you again, Dr. Annie, and I'll talk to you online.
Bye.
Night. And so just a real quick reminder to everybody, we have Rafe Hayes, a best-selling New York Times author, on the show tomorrow night. Wednesday we have Zoe Nicholas. She is a psychic, and she'll be taking your calls. Make sure to call in 15 minutes early if you'd like to get into the call queue. We'll take as many calls as we can squeeze into the hour. Thursday, we have LGBT activist Rob Watson. And then Friday, of course, is the Friday Night Dance Party. We'll have 2 hours of commercial-free, uninterrupted music for your listening pleasure. Now, for your listening pleasure, I'm going to play my song. This is currently number one on two stations in the UK right now. It's called Gay Wedding. If you like Billy Idol and you love White Wedding, you'll love this. Hope you enjoy it. You can check out the video on YouTube, and it's also available on iTunes and wherever fine music is downloadable. Enjoy Gay Wedding, and we'll see you live on Tuesday.
Second to no one. Hey, Mr. Mister, our time has come. Hey, Mr. Mister, marry your true love. Hey, Mr. Mister, hot bun. Go on, take her hand. Hey, sister, sister, true love. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a gay wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.